Coach's Insight program's wrapping up here tonight on CARE Radio. Final time with our conversations with the head basketball coaches in the area as the playoffs are here on the hardwood. We're joined now by Jefferson County North boys coach. That is Corey Knoll, brought to you by the JCN Booster Group. Got to thank KT Shortstop, Brian Barrett with Coldwell Banker, Winchester Meats, and FW Hudson Medical Center as well. You know, we've talked about the turnaround, Coach. You know, last season, 4 wins. You know, this season, you close it out with a big win against Atchison County, and we'll talk about the Tigers in a moment, but 4 wins to 17-6 this season. You guys were right in the mix atop the Northeast Kansas League standings, going 8-2 on the year, but a 2 seed in the sub-states, and everything's out in front of you, Coach. Talk about the turnaround from 4 wins to 17, and could be more as the playoffs get going on Friday.
Yeah, I think it just speaks very highly of our senior class. We have 5 seniors, Will Elias, Chance Jenkins, Rex Berman, Isaac Laird, and Shane Johnson, and that turnaround starts with those guys. Just rewinding to kind of their middle school days. I was their middle school coach years ago, actually, and they were, I think, bottom 2 teams of the league. We weren't very good at the time, but they stuck with it and kept playing, and then I followed them up to the high school level, and there's a lot of growing pains through their freshman, sophomore, and even last year, their junior season. That's the first time a lot of them got some varsity experience, and there was only 4 wins, and I really credit them because they never once, you know, got down themselves. It was, we were just consistently preaching, you know, growth, learn from it, get better from it, and they stuck with it, and they put in a lot of work, and I'm just very proud of these guys for the kind of the standard they've set, where it doesn't really matter, you know, what's happened in the past or that kind of thing, or, you know, maybe there are some struggles, but we've grown from it, and to turn around and have a 17-win season this year, one of the best since I've been here, is just speaks volumes of their hard work, their dedication, and kind of that sets a good standard, sets a good tone and example for our program.
So the 17 wins earns you guys the 2 seed in the sub-state. You're going to take on a familiar opponent, third go-around this season, you know, with Atchison County. You just saw them a week ago in your final game of the regular season. You're 2-0 against them this year, but at this point, I'm sure that's not the mindset, because when you get to playoff basketball, records, seeds, everything is wiped out the window. Both teams familiar with one another. Give us your thoughts on the first-round matchup Friday night against Atchison County.
Right. It is our third time, and it's not my favorite thing playing a team a third time, especially when you get to the postseason. But you match up and you play who you play, so scouting becomes a little bit easier since we just saw them a week ago. But, you know, they call it March Madness for a reason, and we talked about in the NCAA tournament and things in the postseason, teams get upset all the time, and a lot of times that happens because teams can get hot from three. And if we rewind to last Friday night, it was a game for we didn't really start pulling away till kind of the second or third quarter, and they got hot from three. They hit ten or more threes, I think, and 4 of them in the first quarter. I think they're 4 for 5 to start the game, and we can't let that happen. I tell them if at this time of the year, guys have had a basketball in their hand for the last few months, and there's everybody shooting the ball well, and I thought we gave them too many open looks, so we're going to have to shore up our defense a little bit and tell them, I know we've won the last 2 games, but at this point in the year, anything can happen, and if you overlook anybody, you're going to get upset. So we've really been diving into the film of the last game, what can we do better, and we're always looking to improve, and the guys are kind of locked in and focused and ready for the Friday night matchup.
Finally, Coach, one final thing before we get you out of here, and we always appreciate the time all season long, but for you guys, again, setting yourselves up with a couple home games here, potentially, you know, making a run, let's say, beyond to a sub-state championship and even farther than that, what needs to happen? I mean, what needs to be done for your team to lock in here, get, you know, 2 or 3 wins in a row and give yourself an opportunity to maybe push towards the Final Four and a trip to the state tournament?
Yeah, I think just keep building on what we've done all year. We preach a lot of defensive practice, so it starts on the defensive end. Whenever we've had good runs on offense and stuff like that, it started on defense. We get some steals, get going a little bit on the offensive or get going on the defensive end, which translates to some offense. But then just continue to build. You know, we've had a big inside game with Isaac Laird at the post inside. So when we get him established, everything kind of falls in around that. And then that's when Chance Jenkins can get his outside game flowing. And he's had some big games for us. But with the senior heavy team, the focus is there. And I just think as long as we stay focused and continue to build and grow even at this point in the year and continue to play our best basketball, I think we can be right up there with any other team in the state.
There it is. Jefferson County North boys basketball coach. That is Corey Knoll joining us again from 4 wins last year to 17-6 this season, a 2 seed in the sub-state, 2-way playoffs for the Chargers start Friday night at home against Atchison County. Coach, can't thank you enough for all the time this season. Good luck here throughout the postseason.
I appreciate it, Brandon, and thanks for all you guys do throughout the year.